Police Detective Woodrow Parks said the crash occurred about 10:45 p.m., when three people in one car chased two robbery suspects in another car. The fleeing vehicle circled the motel parking lot and then collided head-on with the other car on Sepulveda. The suspected robbers fired shots at the three people trapped in the car that was chasing them, but missed. The gunman then fled on foot. The incident brought many guests of the motel outside, some just to look, some to help the injured or to direct traffic around the scene. Willers was in the crowd, according to fellow workers. He stayed outside until the injured motorists were taken by ambulances to a hospital, and the police, operating under alert status because of the riots, quickly moved on. The two wrecked cars were pushed into the median of the road and left. Willers and the other guests returned to their rooms, police said. But about half an hour later, Willers decided to go back out. He dropped by the room of two of his co-workers on the way out. "We had the TV on and knew what was happening with the riots," said one of the men Willers visited. "We told him he better stay inside. He didn't say anything. He just left. He wanted to go out." A few minutes later, co-workers in several rooms heard shots outside. "It was him. They had killed him," Willer's foreman said. "People went out on the balcony and saw him lying out there in the street. He'd made a bad judgment going back out there. I don't know what he was thinking. People were shooting out there, and yet he wanted to go back out." Meanwhile, less than 5 miles away, police in riot gear were dispersing a crowd that had gathered in front of the Foothill Division station in Pacoima. Rocks and bottles had been thrown at police. Shots were fired into the air, and nearby trash bins set on fire. Foothill detectives Parks and Robert Boggison left that chaotic situation and rolled to the scene of the Willers shooting. They quickly conducted the on-site investigation, while a squad of 8 uniformed officers ringed them and kept guard. "We were out there trying to do the investigation, wearing bulletproof vests, not knowing if somebody else was going to start shooting," Parks said. "We were very distracted. We had to keep one lane of traffic open, and every time a car came by, it would get a little tense." The detectives managed to locate 2 people who saw 2 teenagers run from the area of the shooting, Parks said. One witness had asked the teenagers what happened, and they cursed at him and kept running. The witnesses said they did not see the teenagers carrying guns. He said that while the teenagers are considered suspects, there's not enough known about the shooting to classify it as riot-related. Willers was white and the 2 teenagers black, but there were no other disturbances reported in the immediate area that night. Parks is seeking additional witnesses or anyone with information about the shooting, and has put together a composite drawing of one of the teenagers. The killing had nothing to do with looting, rioting, the things other deaths in the city were related to, Parks said. There's really no indication what it was about. Other motives common in street killings were easily dismissed. Willers had not been robbed, and Parks believes that the time lapse between the slaying and the car collision and shooting indicates that the incidents were unrelated. What the detectives are left with is a case in which the victim apparently didn't know his killer and had not even seen the shooter until moments before the slaying. The detectives said such cases are the most difficult to solve. "We have very little to go on," Parks said last week. "In a classic murder case, you spend a lot of time with the victim's background, and many times you get a direction from that. But in this case, the victim doesn't know anybody in this city. He's just a random victim of L.A. violence. It doesn't matter who he was or what he did. It's not going to lead us to his killer."